Helljumpers, Chapter 21, The Ark.
Scootaloo, what's the flood exactly?
Twilight asked the Pegasus as she was running after the chief. The Pegasus seemed pretty disturbed from the moment the ship had exited slipspace.
It's a parasitic organism I've had the displeasure of meeting once.
Scootaloo replied as she twitched at every slight bit of movement in the environment.
Its sole goal is to assimilate all life in the galaxy into itself.
She said as she turned back to look at Twilight, fear glistening in her eyes.
You haven't heard the abomination talk. It has to be stopped. The flood. It's spreading all over the city.
The voice of Captain Keyes came over the radio as she relayed a report to Admiral Hood.
How do we contain it?
The Admiral asked.
Find the crashed floodship, overload its engine core. We either destroy the city or risk losing the entire planet.
The captain said as she lined out her solution. Twilight felt a shiver go up her spine as she realized the extent of danger.
Do it.
Lord Hood said, as he approved the rough plan.
Chief, make your way to the crash site.
Keyes immediately ordered the Spartan. The group was shortly followed by the other ODSTs, and the Arbiter as they ran back into the factory that they had just left. A certain stench started to fill Scootaloo's nose as her helmet had gone down with a gunship.
All squads, report!
A soldier asked over the radio.
Multiple contacts, unknown hostiles.
Another soldier reported, as the group arrived at the front gate of the factory that they had just fought through. A squad of soldiers had taken up defensive positions, as meaty abominations dropped down onto them and instantly seemed to infect the soldiers, and turn them into larger versions of the abominations.
Oh, sweet Celestia, what has it done?
Twilight said as she leveled her magnum at the creatures and started firing, everyone else following suit. It took an excessive amount of ammo to kill all the creatures, but they mostly survived due to the fact that the chief charged forward and took the brunt of the attacks.
Calm yourself, little demon.
The Arbiter said as Twilight started hyperventilating.
This battle is far from over, and the parasite will not show you or your kin any mercy.
Twilight nodded and did some quick breathing exercises before following the rest of the group into the factory. Fighting their way through more of the creatures, they saw more Marines get infected. They found a sobbing Marine surrounded by the bodies of his squadmates before leaving on the other side of the factory. As they looked up into the sky, they could see three Elite-controlled CCS-class battlecruisers flying overhead while an assault carrier exited slipspace.
Hail humans and take heed! This is the carrier, Shadow of Intent. Clear this sector, while we deal with the flood.
An elite spoke over the radio. This somehow seemed to bring a smile on Scootaloo's face.
Artas Batum!
She shouted, letting out a laugh as elites started dropping in to join the battle. The Arbiter ran up to an elite major.
My brothers, I fear you bring bad news.
High Charity has fallen, become a dreaded hive.
The elite answered, something that visibly troubled the Arbiter.
And the fleet? Has quarantine been broken?
The Arbiter continued to inquire.
A single ship broke through our line, and we gave chase.
The same elite told him once again, as the group continued their way to the crash site.
But we had a fleet of hundreds,
the Arbiter said incredulously.
Alas, brother, the flood, it has evolved,
the other elite said. The Arbiter grunted, but said no more. Twilight alongside the other ODSTs, excluding Scootaloo, felt slightly uncomfortable fighting alongside the Sangheili. After having fought through another factory, Captain Keyes could be heard over the radio again.
Chief, the elites are looking for something. We didn't believe them when they told us.
She said, Johnson radioing in immediately after.
It's Cortana, Chief! She's on that ship! Find her! Get her out!
The Phantom dropped another squad of elites that hooked up with the chief squad.
Hurry, demon! We seek the same prize! But our shipmaster will sacrifice all to stop the flood!
He said, the combined force pushing their way through the crash site. The flood seemed to send increasingly larger combat forms as they made progress. Eventually, they found a hole in the hull of the cruiser.
I shall remain here. We will let nothing pass,
the Arbiter told the chief, who wasted no time jumping down into the cruiser. The flood had given the group a small reprieve where they used to take up defensive positions. Twilight, meanwhile, was testing her magic, as the portal they had been opened up by the Covenant was bleeding a respective amount of magic into the atmosphere. Magic that she could use. Everyone tensed up as they heard a screech coming from up ahead. Twilight lit up her horn and prepared a telekinetic push to see how much power she could use with the strengthened magic. A very large flood form came charging at the group, alongside countless infection forms. That was the moment Twilight released her spell, the small infection forms flying back and squishing against the rubble behind them.
Hoorah, Sparkle!
Lucy shouted while shooting the large form that was picking itself up to continue its charge. Twilight, meanwhile, was drawing as much magic from the environment into herself as she possibly could. The amount of energy that she managed to draw into herself would have astonished magicians on Equus, but it came at the cost of returning the local magic field back into its former barren state.
Everyone down!
She shouted. She might not have been schooled in the combat magic of the guard, only ever learning Shining Shield spell, but there was something else that she could do. The world briefly turned purple, as Twilight released the majority of her magic in a beam of pure energy, obliterating everything in the firing arc of the beam. Magic fires dotted the landscape in front of them, as no flood forms were present any longer.
Overkill much?
Matt commented, as the fire started choking due to the lack of magic in the environment. A phantom came flying overhead and hovered down to the defending party, revealing an elite.
Arbiter, the demon has reclaimed his AI and is heading for the Shadow of Intent with the Oracle,
he said, motioning for everyone to get on board. After the doors on the dropship closed, the crew compartment fell to an awkward silence, as the ODSTs were standing on one side of the ship while the elites were standing on the other. This remained the case for the entirety of the short flight up to the carrier that was floating above the city. Outside, the cruisers went to work on glassing as much of the city and surrounding land as possible to prevent the spread of the flood. As the Phantom came to a stop in one of the carrier's hangar bays, an elite major approached them.
Arbiter, your presence is requested by the shipmaster, and the ponies have been requested as well.
The Arbiter nodded.
Come, my friend Little Demon. We are needed,
he said, as he motioned for Scootaloo and Twilight to follow him. Twilight then looked back at Mac and Lucy.
Go on, Sparkle. We're gonna stay nice and cozy in this dropship,
Mac told the Alicorn, as he sat down with his assault rifle at the ready. Twilight grimaced a bit at the two ODSTs, who were clearly on edge, but continued to follow the Sangheili to the command center, where the shipmaster was waiting. As they walked into the command center, they found Captain Keyes, Lord Hood, and the Chief standing around a holo table, as the monitor was screwing around with a Covenant storage device.
Will it live, Oracle? Can it be saved?
Artas Fadoom asked the floating machine.
Uncertain. This storage device has suffered considerable trauma. Its matrices are highly unstable,
it answered, as it shot a glance at both the shipmaster and the admiral.
Perhaps one of our technicians,
the admiral offered, but was cut off by the shipmaster.
That will not be necessary,
he said, but before the conversation could escalate further, the storage unit sprung to life.
Chief,
the AI suddenly said.
Success,
the monitor shouted as Cortana continued.
Hi, Charity. The Prophet's holy city is on its way to Earth, with an army of Flood. I can't tell you everything. It's not safe. The Gravemind, it knows I'm in the system.
It's just a message,
the Chief observed, somberness in his voice, something that Twilight picked up on.
Let it play,
the Shipmaster said, as he wanted to hear the rest of the recording, the monitor fiddling with the data core again.
But it doesn't know about the portal, where it leads. On the other side, there's a solution, a way to stop the Flood, without firing the remaining Halo Ring.
Cortana's hologram fell down as if in pain, the Chief making an instinctive move to help her.
Hurry, Chief. The Ark. There isn't much time,
she begged as the recording stopped.
I'm sorry,
the monitor apologized to the Chief as the Spartan was visibly disturbed, something Twilight had thought she would never really see.
No matter, Oracle. We've heard enough. Our fight is through the portal, with the brutes and the bastard truth,
Artas Fadoom said, and the other elites around the room roaring in approval.
Fine. We'll remain here. Hold out as long as we can,
Lord Hood said wearily, which surprised the shipmaster.
Did you not hear? Your world is doomed,
he started, as he stood up from his chair and walked forward.
A Flood army, a Gravemind, has you in its sights. You've barely survived a small contamination.
This enraged the Admiral.
And you, Shipmaster, have just glassed half a continent. Maybe the Flood isn't all I should be worried about,
he raged, but was cut off again by the Shipmaster.
One single Flood spore can destroy a species. Were it not for the Arbiter's Council, I would have glassed your entire planet.
Keyes jumped between the pair.
Sir, with respect, Cortana has a solution,
she said.
Cortana? Did you see her condition? How damaged she is?
He asked the captain incredulously. The Chief, meanwhile, had bent down and observed the frozen AI's hologram. Twilight could almost feel the hurt coming through the Spartan's thick armor.
She could be corrupted for all we know. Her solution could be a Flood trap,
the Admiral continued, prompting a reply from Keyes.
We should go through the portal. Find out for sure.
What we should do, Commander, is understand clearly that this is humanity's final stand. Here, at Earth. We go, we risk everything. Every last man, woman, and child. If we stand our ground, we might just have a chance.
Lord Hood answered angrily, but the Arbiter rebuked him.
No. If the construct is wrong, then the Flood is already won.
The Chief lifted his head and also spoke up.
I'll find Cortana's solution, and I'll bring it back,
he told the Admiral, Twilight also stepping forwards.
Although I'm also concerned about Earth, my greatest responsibility as Princess of Equestria is to safeguard the safety of my ponies.
Twilight could see Scootaloo raise an eyebrow as the Alicorn recited something that she had been taught by Celestia.
And the only way to do that is to go to the Ark and prevent the firing of Halo.
The Admiral nodded to Twilight.
You must do what you think best for your people,
he said as he turned to the Chief.
Earth is all we have left. You trust Cortana that much?
He asked him.
Sir. Yes, sir.
The Spartan responded, and Lord Hood let out a sigh.
Well, this is either the best decision you've ever made, or the worst. If it is, Chief, I doubt I'll live long enough to find out which.
He said, as he walked out of the room, turning back for a moment.
Take your ship and follow the Sangheili, Captain. You have operational command.
With that, he left.
Captain, I need to make a detour to the Stalwart Dawn.
Scootaloo spoke up.
My helmet got destroyed, and I need to pick up the custom-made one that I left on the frigate.
We can arrange a dropship to be flown over to the frigate,
Artas Vadum told the Pegasus.
Take her to the human ship.
He ordered a major, who led the Pegasus back to the hangar. Twilight, meanwhile, followed the captain and the chief back to the hangar, where Johnson and a couple of other Marines were joined by Lucy and Mac. Sergeant Johnson was carrying various pieces of Covenant weaponry to the Marines, just as the Arbor at UNSC weaponry and was passing it to a group of Sangheili.
What's going on here?
Twilight asked Mac as she walked up to him.
Cultural exchange.
He shrugged.
We're leaving the moment Hurricane arrives back at the forward onto Dawn.
Well, in that case, we should probably get ready for a jump.
Twilight said, and she stepped onto a parked Pelican, waiting for transport. Things are slowly forming up for the mission on the Ark, and I cannot wait. Anyways, let's get on to our Oracles of Donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10 Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Ronnie Dragonwolf, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Hunter Mara, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Krakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plunkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, 6 of 9, Shyfire, Stamp, and Dion Basseri. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.